Today, we are going to reenact the gospel. Are you paying attention? Okay, so there are 10 of you, right? Yes, there are 10 of you. In the gospel today, 10 what came to Jesus? Nope. Nope. Who was it? Lepers. What did you say?
Leopards.
Oh, you said leopards. So we're going to be leopards, right? We're going to get on our hands and knees and meow like a leopard. Not quite leopards, not like the animal leopards. He said, Jesus said in the gospel there were 10 lepers. Does anybody know what a leper is? Not the cat, the animal, but a leper. It's an illness, a disease. Yes, ma'am. No, not quite. Not quite. What is it? It's someone who has leprosy. So what we're going to do is we're going to pretend like all 10 of you have leprosy. Does anybody know what leprosy is? What happens in leprosy? What happens? Your body starts to, you start to get these scars on your skin. So let's pretend like we have leprosy. So we're scratching our skin because we got these awful sores. Ooh, and they itch all over the place. And then maybe we have a sore in our foot or something, so we'll limp around since it's hard to walk. Can we do that? Can we, we'll limp around like we're hurting? Okay, and then what happens is because of our bodies kind of getting attacked by this illness, we start to get weak. So we can't even lift our arms above our waist. We're just like, I can't even lift my arms up. And then because we're in so much pain, we're going to whine and complain. So can we do that? Can we whine and complain? Like, oh man, go ahead, let's hear it. So the 10 lepers come to Jesus, and what do they want? What do you guys want? You've got scars, and you're limping, and you're weak, and you're crying and moaning. What do you want? What's that? You want to be healed. So all 10 of these people come to Jesus, and they say, Lord, have mercy on us. We are tired. And what does Jesus do? He says, go back to where you came from. And he touches them all on the head. Okay, so I want you to go back to your seats because you just now have been touched by the Most High. So go back to your place. While they're going back to their place, we're going to take a little commercial break. Go ahead, go back to your seats. Go back to your seats. And then as you go back to your seat, you tell all of your neighbors, all of your friends, God is so good. He just healed me. While you guys are going back to your seats, time for a little commercial break. February the 2nd, what's coming up? Steps for Students. There is an award, guys, for the class who has the most students signed up by the time you go home for Thanksgiving break. That class who has the most students signed up gets what?
A
pizza party with who?
You.
With me. Guys, we only have a couple of classes that have one or two students signed up. That's sad. It's like y'all don't want to have pizza with me. So if you guys want to participate in Steps for Students, which is a great activity, it's awesome, it's so much fun, I'd encourage you to tell your parents to sign you up. Like I said, the class that has the most students signed up by Friday before you go home from school will get a pizza party between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's going to be awesome. Okay, back to the story. So these 10 lepers have gone back to where they came from, and Jesus is scratching his head, like, didn't I just heal 10 people? And then one guy returns. One of the lepers comes back, and he's crying out, God is so good. Can you say that? Wow. With the enthusiasm in his voice that God has healed me. He has delivered me from my itching and my scratching and my weakness and my whining and my complaining. The Lord has done that for me. And then Jesus looks around and he says, were you the only one I healed? How many of there were you? There were 10 of you. Where'd they all go? They went back to their places and they had forgotten about God's love. This gospel, my friends, is very important for us because it reminds us that we need to do what? Be thankful. Be thankful. Very good. Excellent. We need to be thankful for the gifts that we have because our God is good. He heals us. He washes away our pain and he takes away our sins. Now, what are we going to celebrate? You're going to have the whole week of school off next week. Why? Why? Yes, ma'am. Why? Why don't you have school next week? It's going to be Thanksgiving. So is Thanksgiving a time that we can kick our feet up on the couch and watch movies and play video games? No. What do we do during Thanksgiving? What do we give thanks for? What kind of things do we say, God, thank you? Yes, ma'am. Okay, we eat turkey, so we thank God for our food. What else do we tell God thanks for? What are we thankful for?
For our lives.
For our lives. What else might we be thankful for?
We're thankful
for our lives. What else?
Our family.
We're thankful for our family. We're thankful for what God gave us. What else?
Love.
We're thankful for the gift of love. Yes, ma'am. What else are we thankful for? Yes, sir. We're thankful for God. Yes, ma'am. We're thankful for freedom. What else? Yes, ma'am. We're thankful for getting out of school, for no homework. Very good. Yes, ma'am. We're thankful for our education and the chance to learn. What else? We're thankful that we have somewhere to live. Yes, what else? We're thankful for our parents. These are all great things to be thankful for. You can put your hands down. So I would hope that next week when you're off for Thanksgiving break, that you spend some time in prayer and thank God for these gifts. Because if we don't stop to thank God for our gifts, we're no different than the other 9 of these lepers who did not take the time to come back to our Lord. God blessed all of those lepers abundantly, but only this guy had the courage in his heart to come back to God and say thanks. My friends, it takes courage to come to God and say thank you. It takes courage to come before our Lord and say thanks for all the gifts you gave us, because we recognize the fact that we're not the reason that we have these gifts. It takes a lot of courage to come here. And why does it take courage to come here? What do we do when we celebrate Mass? The word Eucharist means what? What does the word Eucharist mean? Yes, ma'am. Yes. No, no, I'll give you a hint. It's the holiday we're celebrating next Thursday. What does it mean? Yes? It means giving thanks for everything that we have. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. So when we come before the Lord, our God gives us His very own body, blood, soul, and divinity so that we can be healed. We give God thanks for all of the gifts. And that's why it takes courage to come before our God and ask for His help. So as you're going on your vacation next week, I'd encourage you to stop. Give thanks to God. Thank Him for the gifts of love, the gift of compassion, the gift of mercy in your life, because our God is really, really good. I'd like to take another commercial break here if I can. Is that okay? All right. So as we begin this awesome time here, go ahead and I'll leave the backpack on. I need you to pull something out of here. There you go. Just a little background. What's this? Have you seen this before? Yeah. Where is it?
Headband.
It's a headband. And who wears this headband?
Me.
Why?
Because
that's right. I wear this headband because I'm a priest. So when I was out at football practice, I wear this headband because if it's on my head, I can slide it down here and it looks like what?
Collar.
It looks like my collar. So I wear this when I work out a lot. And at the school I was at last for our Steps for Students, why don't you reach in there? We had a little contest that we did. Go ahead. Open that up. What is it? It's a shirt. What does it say on the shirt?
Father TJ is
black. And that's a picture of what?
Father TJ.
Father TJ wearing what? What is that on my head?
The headband.
Okay, so at my school where I was before, we had a contest. The students designed a logo for our Steps for Students team. And this was the logo that the students voted on. So as we prepare for Steps for Students, if anybody has some artistic talent and they want to come up with a logo that we can put on a shirt so that we can all have matching shirts when we go to Steps for Students, it is an awesome opportunity. Okay, so I just want to throw that out there, that if you guys have some skills, some talents, we'd love to see a logo, and you can call it whatever you want. You know, if you want to SMCC Lions or whatever you want. But if you want to have a logo, we can put it on t-shirts that we can match. Would that be cool?
Yeah.
Here's another incentive for you on Steps for Students. The class who first has 100% signups, that means every student in your class signs up for Steps for Students, will get an ice cream party. And guess who's going to make the ice cream?
You.
I am, because I love making ice cream. So hurry up and sign up as a class, because the class that signs up first with all your students for Steps for Students will get an ice cream party with me. Pretty cool?
Yes.
You want to put that back in the bag? So back to the homily then. We are called, my friends, to be thankful, to give thanks to our God for all of his gifts. Let us not be like the 9 lepers who abandoned and didn't bother to come back to Jesus, but let us be like this one courageous leper who came back and in a loud voice came saying, what?
God is good.
God is good. May the God of love who fills our heart continue to give us strength. May he give us love so that we can courageously give him thanks for everything that he pours into our lives.